Hey guys, Brendan Dawson here from the Tribe of Christians. Today's date is Monday, March 11, 2024. And again, I have another very urgent update, and I cannot stress this enough. Extremely, very urgent. And I had another dream last night, so I'm going to share this dream and share what the Lord has revealed to me through this dream and some of the information I've discovered today. And so what I'm going to be doing over the next, however many days it takes, however many weeks it takes, I'm going to be on top of this every day if I have to get these warnings out, to get this message out. And warn. And to be honest, guys, I don't do these videos to frighten anybody, to scare anybody, or any of that. That's not why I do these things. I put out these warnings. I put out these messages because, one, I absolutely love the Lord God, and I'm completely obedient to everything that He has given to me and shown me. I am not going to hold back on anything. So if He has given me something, I'm going to be diligent and very faithful with it. And number two, I absolutely love this nation. I love the body of Christ, and I love the lost. And so I put out this information as well because of my absolute love for the nation, the body of Christ, for those around me. And so if there is a slight second chance, any of the slightest chances that can make a difference, I'm going to take absolutely full advantage of it, do everything that I can, and plead and beg and beg and get this information out until it's the very last possible minute, until there's no more chances left. And when the Bible tells you, I'm serious, when the Bible says that the Lord God is patient, He is slow to anger, He is he doesn't want to lose anybody. He'd rather see that nobody perishes. And He will give us the very last minute, if possible, up to the very last second. And He will give us as much time until it's it. And we are in a very, very urgent, critical time period. Very urgent. A very small window of time. This is the most critical time for the church. You are giving, the Lord God is giving you a very small window and a small chance to get this done. So I cannot stress this enough. You have to get this information out there. You have to call people up. You call them up. You network, research, get to your pastors, get to your churches. You get this information out there as you don't give up. Do not quit. You call these people up and you let them know. You get the truth out there at all costs. So that being said, I'm going to share the dream, what I saw last night, what I sensed coming, and some of the information I came across today. And it has me extremely alarmed, and not out of fear, but out of love and out of caution, because the Lord God is a complete, He's a loving God. He's a gracious God. He'll give us every bit of time that we need. But there is a time limit. There is an absolute limit. And He is also a very sovereign God, and He is very faithful to His word. He will do what He says He will do. He will carry out everything that He says He will carry out. And this means the consequences. So both good and the bad, both the promises and the curses. And right now we have a very small window, and I'm telling you, right now we have a very small window to repent, to turn away from certain things that have happened, a very small window. And if we don't, if there's no evidence of this repentance, we do not acknowledge it, we don't turn away from it, then that's it. The time will stop, the doors will close, and we're going to go through another cycle of tribulations, even worse than what we experienced and went through over the last 4 years. The persecution is going to be 10 times worse. It's going to be very difficult, and it doesn't have to be. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be. So last night, March 10th, Sunday night, March 10th, 2024. I don't really know the time. Very, very early in the morning, probably about 2 or 3 in the morning. And I was asleep. And the thing is that with us who are gifted with this prophetic sight and discernment, we don't just see the good. We don't just see all the good stuff, the good messages and things that we see it all. We see the good and the bad. We see both things that are happening on the kingdom side. We see things happening on the enemy side. We get both sides of it. We don't just get communications from, different signs that are happening from the Lord. We also see it and get it from the enemy. So there, and it is by the Lord, by his grace, that both are accomplished, that both perspectives are even possible. So if the Lord God did not allow for me to, or any of us to see or discern any of this, it just would not happen. So there's a reason and there's a purpose to it. And I'm telling you right now, all the warning sirens are going off right now. And I guarantee you, just when you think that, just like the Bible says, just when you think all is safe and we're just in the secure, that's when it is going to happen. And I'm specifically talking to Christians, to the conservatives, to the GOP, all you guys out there who are completely betting on this election. Let me tell you, just like the last time, it is in God's hands. And that means if God is willing, he will allow things to happen in a certain way. You can go one way or the other, depending upon our response. It is absolutely critical. And I have talked about this over and over and over. You have to get on the ball. You guys have to make these phone calls, write the letter. You do whatever you have to do to get this message out there. So last night's dream, what I saw two principalities. I saw two of them. One of them was Lucifer. And the other one was, I've mentioned it and I've talked about it. Not a whole lot of you guys are very familiar with this, but the other principality was Lilith. Now, I'm not going to go too much into detail about her. There's a lot of really terrible information, a lot of mystical nonsense out there that just is not true or whatever. Now, let me tell you, Lilith has to deal with certain elements of destruction. She's an element that is used for judgment, for testing, for things like that, to bring humility. So anytime you see her, there is one reference in scripture in Isaiah about her, and it deals with the judgment of the nations. So, anytime you see her or you see Lucifer or Belial, any of those elements, right, they're not just out there on their free reign doing whatever they want. These specific fallen angels, these principalities, are given authority depending on what's going on in the nation to carry out certain things and allow certain things to happen. They cannot do anything without the authority of God. And sometimes all the Lord God has to do is remove his hand of protection. And these principalities have certain authorities to allow certain things to happen. Calamities, disasters, destruction, attacks, you name it. So I had this dream last night, and it was, I saw a ceremonial unity, a ceremony of unity taking place between these two principalities, between Lucifer and Lilith. And I can't explain it because I don't quite understand it or comprehend it. All I know was there's preparation being made. These two principalities are coming together, and there's a great unity that is happening in the enemy's camp, and the enemy is fortifying, they're unifying, they are getting ready. They're setting the stage, they're getting into position, they are getting ready to move in the event the order is given. And let me tell you, the Lord God is standing there. He is carefully watching he's watching over every single word that is or is not spoken. And what we say is just as important as what we do not say. So if something needs to be said, but it does not get said, that is just as critical and important as if saying something. So he's watching carefully. And all this has to deal with Israel. So I dreamt and I saw this ceremonial unification happening with the enemy. It was very symbolic. There's fortifications being made, and they are in move. They are moving. They are strategically getting placed in position at the moment the command is given. We are that close. Let me tell you, we are absolutely close for things going the exact opposite. We don't want this to happen. We are in a very small window of grace and contingency. And what I mean, when I posted the video on the 40-day Jonah fast, or the 40-day Jonah eclipse, we're given the small time and window to repent, to turn back to the Lord. And I mean it, man, when the Lord says repent or you're going to be overthrown, it's going to happen. And terrible, horrific things will happen, one thing after another, if we do not heed the warning. Now, I want to talk specifically, I've been talking about this, and I'm sorry this is so exhaustive. Like I said, I will put it out as often as I can until we have no time left until it happens. So there was a couple articles that were put out by Israel 365 News, also the Times of Israel. A couple of things have been put out. There was a major convention that took place with the, I think it's called the RBN or RBC, something like that. These are Christian broadcasting networks, you know, evangelists, Christian leaders, pastors, whatnot, in support of Israel. And they came together a couple weeks ago in Nashville, Tennessee. And there was a big convention that happened. Former Israeli ambassador David Friedman was there. He was the keynote speaker. And President Trump was there. I was very surprised. Now, this is where it gets very critical. And I cannot stress this enough. So you'll hear me talk about this over and over and over. It does not matter how much hospitality you show to Israel. You can bless them, and show as much hospitality and favor. But in the instance, the one chance, right? You say you've done all this great things for Israel, and then the instant you go against God's word, you go against the land, no matter how much you think it is a good thing, but if it goes against the word of God and it goes against the land, it doesn't matter how much good that you have done. You have brought, you've entered, you sinned against the land, you sinned against the Lord God. And so in 2020, January 28th, 2020, our president, through several other people, put forward the Peace to Prosperity deal that would have effectively divided the land of Israel. It would have divided up Jerusalem. It would have divided up Judea, giving, I think, about 70% of Judea to the Palestinians in favor of statehood. This goes directly against the Bible, against the Word of God. And if you really want to get into specifics, you go into Joel chapter 3. That is the moment that brings destruction and judgment upon the nations in the tribulation period. That is the moment. In the instance that land is divided, that's when it happens. That's when it all starts. So, of course, all these horrific calamities and disasters and judgments happened one thing right after the next, beginning in March of 2020, and we're still in it. We are still in it. Nothing has changed, and nothing has stopped. Now, a few weeks ago, I think it may have been 1 or 2 weeks ago, I posted a dream. You can go back and watch this video. A dream that the Lord showed me about the president, and the Holy Spirit gave a message, an imminent, urgent warning message to be passed on and to be given to the president. And so in this moment, it was at the sentencing of the $350 million judgment that was sentenced against the president. It humbled the president. It put him in a position of humility, opening the door for him to receive this message of warning. And the message was to go to the president and tell him that the grace, forgiveness of the Lord has been extended to him for a short period of time, giving him the chance to publicly acknowledge what happened with nearly dividing the land, that if he would repent, and he would repent from nearly dividing the land and turn against it, turn away from that and turn back to the Lord and turn back to the word of the Lord, then the Lord God would restore everything back to him, including the presidency, and we would be on track, and we would have an extended years, at least 4 more years extended of peace and grace over the nation. So what happened? I prayed, put this video out, There's a few people that I was in email contact who were involved with certain communications dealing with this circle of influence, people that had influence and direct contact with the president. And so shortly afterwards, there was this a convention that happened in Nashville, Tennessee, with evangelicals and the churches in favor and support of Israel. Ambassador David Friedman came out, put out a whole new vision for Israel. And I was very excited to see this and hear this. Now, I can say that the Israeli ambassador, to an extent, has repented away from the two-state solution deal and acknowledges the biblical ordination of the whole sovereignty of Israel belonging to God and the Jewish people, and put forward a brand new plan that acknowledges all sovereignty over Israel, and it turns away. I don't know how are the words to kind of describe it, but he rejects all calls for any kind of two-state solution or Palestinian statehood. And this came from after the attacks, the Hamas attacks on October 7th against Israel. So a lot of people found out that this was a bad thing, and they realized, they repented, they've turned away from it. There have been a lot of really strong biblical conservative leaders who have made an effort, done everything they can to get the message out there to the president: do not divide the land, repent from it, turn away from it. It'll cost you the elections. You know, there are strategic people that the Lord has given this message to put them in direct path to the president to get the warnings out, to get the message out. So anyways, so they have this conference. David Friedman gets up there, spends over an hour revealing the Bible's message about Israel, the Bible's God's sovereignty over the land of Israel, the blessings and the curses and the warnings of not to divide the land, right? So we are partially there. We're this close to repentance, this close. Everything was there, and there were some key people. Michelle Bachmann was there, one of the key leaders who had been trying to get to the president and warn the president about dividing the land of Israel. There are several other people, Jack Hibbs, I think is his name, you know, one of the other people. And so the president gets there and he gets on stage. They announce him and everything. He's there. He hears the message. He's heard the message. These people are there. He acknowledges them. And so the Lord God brings the president there to this convention to hear the warning, to hear it. And yet, right, this is, if there was ever a chance for the president to repent, there was ever a chance for this president to receive that grace, that forgiveness, to repent against nearly dividing the land, put our nation back on course, this would have been it. It would have been it. So he was there, and it's like God is saying, I gave you every opportunity, every possibility that you could get to repent, to turn away from the division of the land, right? So I listened to every single word that he spoke, every word. I listened to it. I read the transcripts, went over it several times to ensure this, to make sure to check, double check, triple check. And the president spent a long time. He talked about Jerusalem. He talked about the sovereignty of acknowledging Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He says a lot of great things about freedoms and the freedom of speech for Christians and conservatives. He talks about the Johnson Amendment. He briefly touched on the Abraham Accords. He said a lot of great things, and he was so close, but not one time did he ever acknowledge the full sovereignty of the land of Israel belonging to Israel. Not once did he speak against dividing the land. Not once did he ever speak about that, about the two-state solution that he put forward. There was no acknowledgement of wrongdoing, no repentance from that plan whatsoever. Not even a hint of it. Not one hint about turning away from dividing the land. Now, it doesn't matter. You can have all the people in the world tell you, this is wrong. Do not do it. You can have your ambassador to Israel even publicly come out and acknowledge, this was wrong. Do not do it. Here's a new plan. You can have, God can give you every opportunity and chance out there. He can spell it out for you, put it in front of your face, open the door for you. But in the end, it's ultimately up to you. It's up to you. It's your choice. You have full actions of what you say and do not say. It's up to you to walk through that door. The Lord can show you the door, and he can bring conviction, bring conviction, bring conviction, speak the truth, speak the truth. But if you don't do it and you don't acknowledge it, there's nothing that he can do. There's nothing else he can do. We have, it's free will. We all have freedom of choice. We can choose to be obedient. We can choose to repent. We can choose the truth. And it doesn't matter. You have to get it correct. This is the one area you cannot get it wrong in this area, the land of Israel. He talked about even the Golan Heights, talked about acknowledging the sovereignty of the Golan Heights, talked about the acknowledgement, the sovereignty of Jerusalem, but did not acknowledge the wrongdoing of nearly dividing up the land. Did not acknowledge that there should be no two-state solution. Didn't do any of that. And I'm upset, guys. I'm sorry. And I say this, and I'm speaking this out of absolute love. We are on a collision course. And I've seen it. I've had the dreams. I've had the visions over and over and over. Things are happening. They're getting put in place. What I saw last night, the warning with these principalities, with Lucifer, with Lilith, these entities are at the door, ready, just waiting for the command to be given. All we had to do is repent, turn away from it. God's hand of forgiveness was right there, extended out to us. And we did not take it. We didn't take it. Close. It was the saying, you know, close but no cigar. We're close. I don't know how much time that we have left. I don't know. But I can feel the anger of the Lord, the righteous anger. I can feel the spirit of the Lord. I can feel the urgency. And I cannot stress this enough. If we do not get this warning and everything that we can, get the warning out to the churches, get the warning out to your pastors, especially the president. We have to turn away from that two-state solution deal. If we don't turn away from it, if we don't acknowledge it, there's no evidence of repentance whatsoever from this. Our nation is on path for a massive collision course. There will not be a Trump victory for 2024. And if there is, it will not be a good thing. It will not be good whatsoever. A calamity will happen. Calamity will come. I can guarantee you, I can promise you this. If it doesn't happen, then like the word says, you know, the Lord did not speak through me, did not speak through our ministry, and everything we before would just be a lie. And I'm telling you, we have to turn away from it. This is imminent. The enemy is right there at the door. And a lot of people are going to be heartbroken. A lot of people are going to be dismayed and not know what to do or what to think of it. All this can be prevented. All we have to do is acknowledge and repent from trying to divide up the land. We need to acknowledge the biblical sovereignty that was given to Israel, no matter at all costs. And I know there's this war that's raging over there with Israel and Hamas. There's a massive, horrific movement. Even Christians, right? There are Christian pastors, Christian leaders out there who are saying that Israel is guilty of committing genocide, that they're committing genocide. They're wiping off the Palestinians off the face of the map. I've explained this before, and I'll say it again. Number one, the events that God allowed for Hamas to attack Israel as a means to put a stop and an end to the two-state solution talk. And it worked. As far as Benjamin Netanyahu learned his lesson. Anytime Israel has come close to a two-state solution, or the United States has come close to putting forward a two-state solution, war happened, calamity happened, natural disasters happened, horrific things have happened. The events of 9/11, President George Bush was in talks with Saudi Arabia days away from announcing a two-state solution deal. And guess what happened? The 9/11, the 17 Saudi nationals attacked the United States. We've never been the same ever since. And I'm telling you, there's far greater, worse things that are waiting if we do not acknowledge this and turn away from it. He's a loving God. He's a graceful God. But there's only so much he can do. There's only so many signs that he can give. We've had all these eclipses happening. The blood moons, the eclipses, and people are still getting it wrong. I have yet to find one YouTuber out there revealing the very true nature of what these eclipses mean. The true meaning of it. It goes back to the land of Israel. We have to repent. And I'm telling you, at all costs, get the message out there. Get it out there. Because the time is running out, and it's going to be, if you guys thought the last several years were very difficult, just wait until there is a Kamala Harris presidency, and I guarantee it, it's coming right now. They're on the stage. I talked about this, the Kamala Harris presidency, prophetic visions that I've had about Kamala Harris. She is tied to Lilith. Lilith is right there, right behind her, waiting for the moment for the order to be given. And it's not that the Lord wants this to happen, but man, call it tough love. I don't know, but we're heading for calamity. We're heading for disaster and another period of several years of very hard, intensive humility. And the Lord is going to bring it. If we will not humble ourselves, he will allow it to happen. And one way or another, humility and repentance will come from the nation. So guys, I don't mean to put out another, you know, one of these videos. I hate having to do this, but if you saw what I saw, and if you experienced what I've experienced, and I've talked about this, you would be doing the same thing. You'd be doing everything you can to get the warnings out there. You'd be calling people. You'd be writing people. So, guys, as always, any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. You know, send us an email, comment down below. As always, whatever you do, again, do not give up. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Do not give up. Don't be discouraged. Keep finding the good fight of faith. Keep running your race. Whatever you do, do not lose hope and keep going.